The General Mills Radio Adventure Theater. I'm Tom Bosley, and it's time again to enter the wonderful world of your imagination through the magic of radio. Do you believe in ghosts? Oh, I don't mean the kind wrapped up in sheets that run around shouting boo. Nobody believes in the spooks we conjure up on Halloween. But sometimes things happen that are so strange, we don't know what to believe. The sort of thing that takes place in dreams when we see and hear things that aren't really there. Or are they? Our adventure story, A Different Ghost Town, was written especially for the General Mills Radio Adventure Theater by Elizabeth Pennell. I'll be back shortly with Act One. Our adventure takes place in an area where the word ghost has a special meaning. Back in 1848, when gold was discovered in California, people came from everywhere. Towns sprang up overnight, lasted until the gold fever was over, and then disappeared. They became ghost towns. Some have been restored, but there's one... Well, first, let's meet Joan and David. Now, their parents own adjoining summer homes at Lake Tahoe, right on the border of California and Nevada, near where a lot of the gold mining country used to be. It's school vacation time, and when David is not tinkering with his old car, he's driving around the countryside. This warm summer morning, Joan is with him.
I could have sworn, Joan, that when I was up on that hillside before, I could see the remains of an old town.
Didn't you take some pictures, David?
Sure. And I found out that there had been an old mining town called Discovery.
We certainly didn't discover anything today. And honestly, David, I've had enough. I hope you're heading home.
Sure thing. It's much too warm for any more exploring. I'm all for getting back to the lake for a swim.
Beautiful idea.
Uh-oh.
Don't tell me this tilapia is developing more problems. You've been working on it all week.
Joni, I'm sorry. I've done a terrible thing. You may never forgive me. We're out of gas.
And miles from anywhere.
At least we're at the top of a hill. If I can push us just a little way, we'll be on the downside and we can roll closer to the main highway.
I don't think I'll ever speak to you again.
Okay, but right now you better help me or we'll never get back to civilization.
What do you want me to do?
Sit at the wheel of the car and then be ready to move over in a hurry when I jump in.
I'll try.
Whew. It's hot out here. And it feels like a dust storm coming up.
David, there's someone behind us.
Oh, what a lucky break. Hey, who's there? Who's there? We need help.
My goodness, Dave. Do you see what I see?
Oh, I'll be. It's an old guy in a covered wagon.
You're going in the wrong direction. Howdy.
Howdy?
Howdy, I guess. Who are you?
My name's George. Mostly I'm known as the old-timer.
Well, Mr. Old-timer, if you came from a farm around here, I'll bet you know where I can get some gas.
Gas?
Yes.
He acts as though he never heard of it.
What do you want it for?
Well, to start my car. I've run out.
Oh, so that's what makes them newfangled things go.
It's unbelievable.
Well, if you don't know where there's a gas pump, maybe you'll take us to the nearest main traveled road.
Oh, would you, Mr. Old-timer? I think it would be fun to ride in a covered wagon.
You're right, Miss Joan, but we aren't traveling toward the main road.
How did you know my name?
Oh, you and Mr. David were expected. Today's the day. I've been waiting for you up over the last hill. I couldn't understand why you went right by.
We've been looking for what's left of an old town called Discovery.
No town by that name around here.
Then where do you come from?
Well, I'm from Murado. That's where I'm taking you.
Well, if that's the closest town, I guess we'll have to go there for help.
Come along, then. Climb in your wagon.
Oh, just a minute. I want to get my straw hat out of the back of the car.
Okay. Boy, I've done a lot of hitchhiking, but a rig like this, it's a first.
Well, hurry up, Miss Joan. Mustn't be late.
Oh, help me up, David. High step.
Good. Get up.
Mr. Oldtimer, level with us, will you? What's all this costume bit?
I don't understand what you're asking me.
Well, the wagon and you, dressed in those clothes.
Are you having some kind of fair? Is this an anniversary or celebration?
Oh, it is a special day of the year, if that's what you mean.
How about that, Joan? Our day's not wasted after all. We've picked a winner. Where did you say you were taking us?
My orders are to take you to Murado.
What do you mean, your orders?
Why, you come to help us, both of you. Just as I'm here to help you.
Well, that's fine. But I know this countryside pretty well, and there's no town called Murado.
Well, it's because you've never been here on this particular day of the year.
A whole town doesn't just spring up overnight.
Down in the valley. Look now. That's Murado.
Weren't we up here before, David? What? Why is everything so different?
How could we have missed it, Joan? Well, there are houses. Real houses.
Not a very big town, but... Oh, there must be a restaurant.
Mm.
I'm getting hungry as well as thirsty.
Well, we got a tavern, a church, a jail.
Well, what's the population?
Well, that depends.
Depends on what?
It depends on which way you're counting. Backwards or forwards or in between.
I'm beginning to feel like Alice in Wonderland.
Get along there, Jezebel.
Look at those old-fashioned signs up ahead and the darling little shop. Quick, David. It must be a movie set.
Well, it's the only logical answer, but where are the cameras?
I don't know what you young people are talking about. But I've done my duty. I brought you to Murado. Oh, there, Jezebel!
Oh, it can't be a movie set. These houses are really old.
Well, then how could we have missed them? And this street? And even this adobe wall? Well, they've all been here at least a century.
But where are the people? It's so quiet.
Well, there's no one around this time of day.
It's spooky, David.
Certainly is. Well, then take us to someone who can explain what this is all about.
Well, that was a dusty ride. We'll begin at the town pump.
That's a good beginning.
What a rusty old cup. I'm so thirsty. I'd drink from anything.
Oh, I don't need a cup. Just let me get my face in that stream of water. How does it taste?
Not nearly cold enough. A funny flavor.
Well, it hasn't been pumped up in a long time.
Oh, boy. I feel better. Now, let's get down to business.
Well, I'll show you the chief points of it.
Please, Mr. Oldtimer, we'd like to see your town, but first, isn't there a telephone or a CB or some means of communication?
Well, I can't help you, miss. Scouts used to take our messages. Although there's no reason to send a message.
There are two very important reasons. First, to let our families know we're all right, and second, to find a way out of here.
Is this some sort of joke?
It's deadly serious.
David, this has gone far enough. Did you plan this whole thing just to fool me?
Joni, are you crazy?
No, but I think you are. I suspect you just pretended to run out of gas. And this has all been planned.
I wish I were clever enough to set up a gag as good as this one.
Now you listen to me, both of you. This has been planned. And you're going to stay in Murado.
Well, I suppose we'll have to for an hour or two.
You've come home, Joan Shelby.
Stop talking silly, Mr. Oldtimer. Even if you do know my last name as well as my first name.
Well, that goes for you too, David Harris.
Oh, this is fantastic.
Murado is a place where once you come, you stay forever.
David, there must be someone we can go to.
Take us to the mayor or the police chief. To someone in charge.
You won't find him now. Not a soul until the stroke of noon.
Why not? Someone must live in these houses. Where are all the people?
They're asleep, Joan. They're sound asleep. We've been expecting you. Everybody's anxious to meet you.
I don't believe it. How could we be expected?
That looks like a general store over there. Maybe I can find someone who can...
There's no one there yet, young fella.
Well, I'm going in anyway. Come with me, Joan.
Yes. Everything's so deathly still. So eerie. A sound.
Oh, you hear a sound, all right. In the barn across the road. That's where the sound always comes from.
What sort of sound?
Find out for yourselves.
You told us this was a very special day.
And so it is. It's the hottest day of the year.
We don't need you to tell us that.
Who are you?
How do you know our names?
Predestination. Don't ask me why. All I know is that you're the ones I was told to bring here this time.
I don't get it. What do you mean, the ones?
Why, the ones who were chosen.
What are you talking about?
Chosen for what?
On the hottest day of the year, when the heat haze spreads across the western desert, seeps into the valleys, Murada comes to life and claims two people from the modern world.
How do you explain this situation? It would seem that Murada truly is a ghost town. Is the old-timer an imaginary being? Some sort of hallucination brought on by too much exposure to the sun? Joan and David are really in a fix. They're beginning to feel trapped in this strange, silent town. The old-timer has assured them that he's not alone. And I assure you, we'll meet some other ghosts when we continue shortly with Act Two.
And the girl of me detected you that...
The General Mills Radio Adventure Theater will return shortly. Two young people on vacation are stranded on a lonely road when their car runs out of gas. They're picked up by an old man driving a covered wagon who somehow knows their names. And he takes them to the deserted town of Murado. In vain, they ask him the way to a gas station or telephone. Joan and David are curious about their surroundings, but I think you can understand why they're also becoming a little frightened.
Come along now. I'll show you to your quarters.
I think you said your name is George?
Exactly so.
Well, the time has come to talk seriously, George, man to man.
There's plenty of time for that. So, let's look around the tavern.
That hinge could certainly use some oil.
Come on in, Miss Joan.
Well, I don't think I want to.
Oh, there's nothing to be afraid of. Come along. See? This here is the main dining room.
Oh, what wonderful pewter plates. My mother would lose his mind in here.
And in here is the kitchen. Mrs. Jeffries keeps us spotless.
And what a funny old-fashioned stove.
Oh, no time at all. The place will be humming. You'll like it here.
I don't aim to be here.
But you will be. We understand you're studying to be a nurse.
Yes, but how...
And David's handy with the mechanical things.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And you'll both be very... Oh, my goodness. Later than I thought. They'll all be coming.
Well, it's about time. Bring them on.
Oh, you'll see them precisely 12 o'clock. Go out on the street. Right now, I have to leave you. I'll be back at high noon.
Oh, you haven't answered any of our questions.
The bell of the church steeple will strike the hour, and then at 12 o'clock, it'll all be over.
Frightened, David. What time is it?
My watch says 3 minutes to 12.
Thank goodness we don't have long to wait.
I wonder where all these so-called people are hiding. Let's walk up to the top of the hill and see if they're coming.
Listen, David. Don't you hear it?
Hear what?
A baby crying.
The sound is coming from that barn.
Come on. That means someone else must be there. Someone we can talk to.
This barn door is stuck tight.
Bang on it. Someone will let us in.
Hello? Hello in there. Please, let us in.
If they've left that child alone, we'll have to force our way in.
Here, help me open the door. It's very heavy, but if we both pull hard...
I don't think this one's been used in years.
Pull harder.
Dank and musty. What a place for a baby.
The sound comes from over here.
No. The sound is over there.
Well, it's right here. Right here in this corn crib.
No. On this barrel of hay in the corner.
Well, you're right. But Joan...
No. There is no baby.
Oh... This is ridiculous. Somebody has wired this place for sound. I mean, that old-timer may be a good actor, but he can't fool me much longer.
Then please, David, pull out the wires. I can't stand that frightful sound.
The speakers must be over here. No. No, over here.
David, you did it. Thank goodness.
I didn't touch a thing. The crying just stopped, all by itself.
And now I hear something else, off in the distance.
It's the clock in the church steeple. It's starting to strike 12.
Now perhaps we'll learn what this is all about.
5. 6.
I'm so scared, but this is exciting.
Let's go back into town.
Look, David. Out on the road.
Hooray!
Oh.
Hooray!
Those two men in the field. Let's talk to them.
Well, there's something wrong with them.
They aren't moving.
Like statues.
Or posing for a picture. Those kids, they look real enough.
Mm-hmm.
They're playing rugby.
Only they're not. They're frozen in position.
That's it. 12 o'clock. And look! Look, 12 is the magic number. Everybody's moving now.
Hey there, kid. Kid, stop the game for a minute, will you?
Hey, he went right by as if he didn't hear you.
Well, they don't hear us. Or see us.
I thought I caught hold of a girl's arm, only my hand went right through the air.
Oh. Well, look, there are a couple of solid-looking citizens. Those men over by the pile of logs chopping wood. Sir, would you tell us,
Please, we don't want you to stop your work, but, we need your help.
Hey, come on, you guys. Stop working for a minute.
It's no use. They don't seem to hear or see us.
Oh, this can't be. It's not real.
They're ghosts.
Oh, come on. I don't believe in ghosts. This man is real, and his axe is sharp enough to split this wood.
David, don't. You can't grab his arm. You'll be hurt.
Mister, you drop that axe and listen to me. Oh.
He not only stopped work, he stopped breathing.
I thought he was real. But his eyes. Look at his eyes.
Let go of him.
It can't be. It simply cannot be.
He's going right back to work again. All have that same look in their eyes. Like they're living somewhere else.
There has to be some explanation.
It's all too strange. Let's get as far away as we can from these robots.
Oh. Let's sit down in the shade of that tree. Maybe we can figure this thing out.
Did I fall asleep?
Oh, well, you may have dozed off a bit. We started out very early this morning, and the sun is hot enough to make anybody drowsy.
Oh, I feel so strange. Yeah,
lightheaded, I imagine, from lack of food. Personally, I'm starving. And that's the first part of my plan. To go down to the tavern and get some food.
What tavern? Honestly, where are we?
We're still right here, in Marado.
Do you really believe there is such a town as Marado?
You can see it from here, just as clearly as I can. Come on.
Where are we going?
Back into town.
Oh, I don't think I can stand any more of those ghostly people.
No, but it's very important. Look, we'll hire some horses and then we'll ride out to the highway.
Oh, that's the best idea you've had all day.
Oh, everyone's awake now, and they're all so busy.
Well, they may be busy, but they're not exactly awake. You don't hear them talking, do you?
Let's head over there to the blacksmith's. That should be the place to find out about horses.
They're my two young friends. How are you getting along?
It's the old timer.
You and me have to have some straight talk.
Oh, it's all very simple. You heard the clock struck 12?
Yes. Mm-hmm. We heard the clock, and we can see the people, but...
Well, everything will work out within the hour.
Good. Between now and then, get us something to eat and arrange for us to get back to civilization.
Oh, no, nothing of the sort. You're staying here.
But we don't belong here. Those other people, they're...
I told you time and time again. You've been selected.
You weren't telling the truth. You said we would be welcome.
Oh, that comes later.
How much later?
When we all go away together.
Mr. Oldtimer, I don't want to go anywhere with you. Right now, I want to go home.
I only do what I'm supposed to do. For Marado.
There is no such place as Marado.
Right before your eyes, Miss Joan.
I've had enough of this, Joan. Let's go to the blacksmith shop.
David, what beautiful horses. Oh, please, please let them be real.
Oh, of course they're real. We've come to the right place at last. Excuse me. Please stop for a minute. It's very important.
You'll have to shout louder.
We want to hire two horses.
No use talking to old Sam. He's deaf and dumb.
They're all deaf and dumb. Every one of them.
Old-timer, who do we see about hiring a couple of horses?
There's no sense in hiring. You'll be assigned your own horses soon enough. Someone is waiting for you.
You've actually found someone who can help us?
Come on along now. We're going back to the tavern.
That sign in front of the tavern is new. It wasn't there before.
Oh, people have been working. Right this way, through the swinging door.
What a difference. It's been completely cleaned up. And it's so crowded.
Mrs. Jeffries? Where's Mrs. Jeffries?
Right here. Welcome back, old-timer. Good to see you.
Happy to be back, Marianne.
Well, did you bring them?
Oh, of course I did. They're right here.
David, she's talking about us.
At least she can talk.
The girl. What's she like?
Oh, she's a pretty little thing.
Hmm. I'm standing right here. Why can't she see me?
And the boy?
A fine, strapping youth.
Oh, I'm so glad they come. I've been aching for the girl. Oh, how nice it'll be to have a daughter in the house. And to help her in the dining room. What's her name?
My name is Joan. And please, talk to me. Not about me.
Well, old timer, I've got lots to do and not much time. I must get back to the kitchen.
Oh, David, she's just like all the others.
Mm.
She can't see us or hear us. What are we going to do?
For a moment, moment, it looked as though our young friends might have found an ally. But this Mrs. Jeffries seems to be just as much a puzzlement as all the others. Joan and David are having a most unusual adventure. There are many things about ghost towns which cannot be easily explained. Just think of all the towns which used to be on our maps and are no longer there today. Just ask yourself, where are they? Who knows what spirits may haunt the hills and valleys of our countryside? I'll be back shortly with Act 3. Welcome to them. The General Mills Radio Adventure Theater will return shortly.
All work.
This town of Murado grows stranger by the moment. At first, the streets were deserted. Then at precisely 12 o'clock, the place came to life. At least in a way it did. People appeared, all of them seeming to have an occupation or destination. But our adventurers, Joan and David, find it quite impossible to communicate. Their escort, the old-timer, is the only one with whom they can have any conversation.
Why didn't that lady back in the tavern answer me?
Oh, it's no use talking to anyone at this stage. They can't hear you.
She didn't have any trouble hearing what you said.
Well, no. That's different.
And why wouldn't you let us have something to eat?
It's not 1 o'clock yet.
We're starved. You see, we got up before six, and you know...
Yeah, but that was in the other world. You won't be hungry any longer when the clock strikes one. Come along now. We're due at the schoolhouse.
Hey, that looks normal enough. A bunch of kids playing ball.
That's right. David, this will be one of your posts.
Oh, old-timer, I'm tired of your jokes.
Well, I'm not joking. Listen to me, boys. I brought you your new coach.
Hey, what's that kid think he's doing?
Which one, David?
The little guy at the plate. He doesn't know the first thing about holding a bat.
Why don't you show him?
Well, I will. Listen, you rookie.
Stop it, David. You're not their coach yet. But you will be.
Old-timer? Hello?
Hello, Miss Marston. How's the school going?
Oh, fine. Have you brought the young people who were promised?
Yes, indeed.
Here we go again.
And the boy will take over all outdoor sports right away?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, I believe you said the girl is interested in becoming a nurse?
Yeah, so I understand.
Oh, fine. Because I'm counting on her to help out with our first aid course.
Oh, when the time comes, you can introduce them both to our program.
Oh, well, school's over for the day.
1 o'clock is approaching, and I must get to my station.
Well, you are leaving the new recruits in my care.
Well, you'll find them right here.
I'll be in the classroom, correcting papers.
Are we supposed to hear that? So we follow her inside?
Well, let's not. Let's just stay right here.
Oh, that's all we need. One of those sudden mountain storms. Now we'll have to go into the schoolhouse.
Yeah, well, come on, then.
I'm going right up to her desk and demand that she look at us and talk to us.
We've tried that before.
I even remember her name. Miss Marston. That's what the old-timer called her. Miss Marston.
Well, I'll be.
What is it, Dave?
Look. Look what she's taking out of that drawer.
Well, nothing but a ballpoint pen.
That's what I mean. Think about it.
Well, I don't see anything unusual about a bob.
Of course there is. If Murado is a town that goes back to the 1840s...
Oh, of course. Where did she ever get a pen like that?
Uh-huh. And she's not like any of the others.
She doesn't look any different to me.
Her eyes, Joan. I'll swear that she can see us.
Miss Marston? Please, Miss Marston. I'm Joan, and this is David. You were talking to the old-timer about us.
See? She nodded her head.
Say something to us. Say that you see us. That you understand what I'm saying.
Where did you get that pen, Miss Marston?
Is it yours?
Oh, she nodded her head.
And she's writing us a message.
You are in danger. Terrible danger.
Oh, I know it. I know it. But what can we do?
She's writing more.
What does it say?
get away from here.
We want to, Miss Marston. We want to. But how?
Run, she says. Go as far away.
As fast as you can. Oh, I believe her, David. We better do what she says.
Oh, just a minute. Miss Marston, if that pen came from...
Oh, my poor young people. I'm desperately sorry, but it's too late.
You can talk.
We can all talk now. It's 1 o'clock, and everyone's on their way to the town hall.
Then we'd better join them.
Do you really want to stay in Mirado?
We want to get back to Lake Tahoe.
Only I need gasoline for my car.
Lake Tahoe, gasoline, car. I won't let them take you.
Oh, then help us. Please help us, Miss Marston.
You must do exactly as I say. It may not yet be too late.
We're listening.
Don't go near the town hall.
We thought we could get horses there.
And I'd like to talk to the mayor.
No, no, believe me.
Then what should we do?
Go to that barn.
Up on the hill?
Go there and find the stall with a big bale of hay.
That's where we heard the baby crying.
Uh-huh.
Get down on the floor behind that bale of hay, and I pray they'll pass you by.
Who is this they? Why do we have to hide?
Ask no more questions. Just go at once.
Well, why don't you come with us?
Oh, how I wish I could. Here, take this pen. It brings back too many memories.
Can't we stay here till the storm blows over?
Not a moment to lose. Even now it may be too late. Oh, run for your lives!
At least no one's been here. This barn door is as hard to close as it was to open.
I'll help you.
Oh, I don't know why we're doing this. I mean, what is there to hide from?
Listen, David. Do you hear what I hear?
Oh, it sounds like an Indian celebration. I bet we're missing all the fun.
I smell smoke, too. Look, David. The village is on fire.
Oh, I'm glad the wind is blowing in the other direction.
David!
There's no celebration. They're on the warpath, and they mean business. Oh, no more Indians. No more storm.
Can we leave the barn now?
I should hope so.
Why, it's much cooler than it was.
Oh.
Maybe that nice Miss Marston will tell us where we can get something to eat.
Joan. Look! Look!
Why, it's gone.
Not a trace of the town of Mirado.
David, in which direction is your car?
Well, I'd say it's that way.
Let's start walking.
But it's still going to be out of gas.
I just want to know that the car is real and that it's there.
All right, let's get moving.
I don't think I'd have been much good as a pioneer.
I think you're doing very well.
Oh, but I'm hot and hungry and thirsty. And, oh,
hey, I think I see something up on the road there.
It's a car. Oh, David, we're back in civilization.
All right.
Hello. You belong to the car down the road?
Oh, are we glad to see you.
Here's my badge. I'm Officer Johnson.
This doesn't look like a police car.
Oh, I left that with Sweeney, my partner. Come on, climb in.
You don't happen to have a sandwich, do you?
No, but down by the gas station, there's a hamburger joint. Say, why did you youngsters come in this direction to look for help?
Because we got a ride in a covered wagon.
Oh, very funny. We couldn't figure it out when we saw the sign in your car.
What sign?
I left one, David, when I went back to get my hat.
What did it say?
Well, it said you were out of gas and had gone for help. But that's what fooled us. We looked for you on the main road.
Then how come you're back here?
Well, it was lunchtime. I decided to mosey around these back roads in my own car. I'm kind of a ghost town buff.
Ever been to the town of Discovery?
Oh, I've been looking for it for a long time.
So have I. And that's where we were heading today, but we never made it. Oh, we got somewhere all right, but... Well, it was a different ghost town.
Yeah? What one?
Did you ever hear of Murado?
Say, you've been reading the same books I have. You know about that legend?
What legend?
Well, the whole town disappeared back in about 1849.
That's what you think.
Well, that's what the book says, and I can quote it. It says that back in August of that year, a band of bloodthirsty Indians swooped into the little town of Murado and killed all but one of its inhabitants.
All but one? Who was left?
The lone survivor was a baby boy who was found asleep in a horse stall in the barn. Afterwards, someone rescued him and they heard him crying.
What year was this?
Well, I think it was Gold Rush year, 1849. But there's more to the story.
Oh, go on.
Well, only this is the part I don't believe.
Tell us anyway.
Well, you see, it's just a legend, like I said, but once a year, the residents of Murado come back to haunt the place. What do you think of that?
It's true. Today's the day.
You put me on.
Look, honestly, we've seen the ghosts. One of them gave me this pen.
A ballpoint? Oh, now I know you're joking. No ghost from back in those days would have anything like that.
Oh, but you see, we were in the schoolhouse, and...
I'm sure plenty of tourists go poking all around this area looking for souvenirs, hoping to pan some gold.
I'm afraid you'd never believe us if we told you what we've been through today.
Well, I'd sure like to find some evidence that there was a town up over that hill.
Look, if you really want to know, why don't you come...
The gas station and the hamburger stand are just up ahead.
Oh, we're very grateful for the ride. I hope there's a telephone.
Me and Sweeney usually travel that big main highway. It's straight and flat, and you might think it's rather boring. But back about 4 years ago, we found an empty car out there.
Well, didn't you find out who it belonged to?
Oh, we found out that, all right. But we never did find the people who'd been riding in it. A hot day, just like today. There was a big dust storm. Looked like smoke coming up behind that hill.
Who are the occupants of that car, Mr. Johnson?
Two ladies.
Do you know their names?
I don't remember now. I think one was a Mrs. Jeffries or something like that. She was a housewife who left a husband and a son. That was a son and a daughter.
And the other?
Oh, she was a schoolteacher.
Named Miss Marston?
Why, yeah, that's the name. You read about them, did you?
Never mind. Only take our advice. Just don't go looking for Discovery or Murado on the hottest day of the year.
If you're fond of ghost town stories, you won't settle for a mirage caused by heat haze. That may be what some people say when Joan and David tell of their strange adventure. But our young friends know how lucky they were to return with a story to tell. If they hadn't had help in making an escape just in time, their disappearance would have been as mysterious as that of the two ladies, who never did come home. A final word shortly. If you go looking for a ghost town, try not to find Murado. Oh, it's all right to think about it out there in space. But once a year, when that community settles back in its old place on the map, beware. The old timer may be out to get you. And if they catch you in Murado, it is said that you'll be there forever. Just remember, the barn's the only safe place to hide. But better still, stay home on the hottest day of the year and keep cool.
Our cast included Corrine Orr, Roger Barron, Court Benson, and Evie Juster. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown.
This is Tom Bosley inviting you to return to the General Mills Radio Adventure Theater for another exciting tale you can hear through the magic of radio. The General Mills Radio Adventure Theater is recommended by NEA, the National Education Association.
big end garden shops. Everything's